Is my boss or co-worker trying to sabotage me? In the fast-paced and competitive world of work, interpersonal relationships can play a significant role in shaping our experiences and career growth. Unfortunately, not all workplace interactions are positive and supportive. If you find yourself questioning the intentions of your boss or co-worker, suspecting that they might be trying to sabotage you, it can be a distressing and confusing situation. In this week's post, I'll look at the signs to watch out for and provide insights on handling potential workplace sabotage with tact and professionalism. Signs of potential sabotage. Following are just some of the most common sabotage techniques I've either witnessed firsthand or from my clients. Number one, exclusion from communications. If you notice a consistent pattern of being excluded from important meetings, emails, or decision-making processes, it could be a sign of sabotage. Number two, undermining your efforts. A co-worker or boss might intentionally criticize your work, take credit for your ideas, or belittle your achievements to undermine your credibility. Number three, spreading rumors. Gossip or unfounded rumors aimed at tarnishing your reputation within the workplace could be a tactic used as sabotage. This also includes turning others against you. Number four, assigning unrealistic deadlines or tasks. Sabotaging individuals may give you impossible deadlines or tasks with little or no support or resources, setting you up for failure. Number five, withholding information. Deliberately withholding crucial information or resources that you need to perform your job effectively. Number six, passive aggressive behavior. Consistent passive aggressive remarks, eye rolling, tutting, or sarcastic comments may indicate underlying hostility. Number seven, gaslighting. Gaslighting is a manipulative tactic used to make you doubt your reality and perceptions. If someone gaslights you, they'll likely deny or invalidate your feelings and experiences or version of events. Incidentally, all of the above points you will see in the devaluation phase of the narcissistic abuse cycle. I have an article on that and I've left the link below. Handling potential sabotage. Unfortunately, this type of sabotage is all too common and something that I frequently support clients in managing in their coaching sessions. Following are a few of the tools you can use if you think your manager or co-worker is trying to sabotage you. Number one, stay objective. When you suspect sabotage, remaining calm and objective is essential. Avoid jumping to conclusions and take time to assess the situation rationally. Number two, document instances. Keep a record of any instances or any behaviours that seem suspicious. Having documentation can help you better analyse a situation and discuss concerns if needed. Documented evidence will also be crucial if, at some later date, you wish to raise the problem formally. Number three, seek feedback. Seek constructive feedback from trusted colleagues or mentors to gain an outside perspective on your performance and behaviour. Number four, address the issue. If you feel comfortable, address your concerns directly with the person involved. I would always recommend doing that in the first instance. Choose a private and non-confrontational setting for the conversation. However, I do not recommend that you start by saying that you think they're sabotaging you. Instead, ask them if you've done something wrong to upset them or that you sense an atmosphere and don't want an uncomfortable work environment. Be prepared to give them solid examples because the type of people who engage in this behaviour do not like being confronted about it and you should expect to be challenged. Number five, seek mediation. If you find it challenging to resolve the issue on your own, consider involving a neutral third party, such as a more senior manager or HR representative, to mediate the situation. Again, evidence, dates, times, emails, texts, witnesses, etc. is vital if you decide to take things further. I recommend keeping a diary or file notes of incidences. I can't stress enough how important this is. Without solid evidence, there's little that can be done formally. Number 6, maintain professionalism. Regardless of the situation, continue to perform your job to the best of your ability and maintain professionalism at all times. Number 7, focus on self-improvement. As much as possible, channel your energy into personal growth and skill enhancement. Unfortunately, this type of bullying, which is what it is, can take its toll on your mental and physical health and well-being. Concentrating on yourself and what you can do is important to boost your confidence and marketability. Conclusion. Navigating workplace dynamics can be complex, and the possibility of being sabotaged by a boss or co-worker is a challenging reality for some individuals. Whilst it is essential to be aware of the potential signs of sabotage, it's equally important not to jump to conclusions without substantial evidence. On another note, I've occasionally worked with clients who believed they were being bullied. However, when we dug deeply enough, looking for the evidence, they had to agree that they were actually being managed appropriately, but in a different way from what they were used to. Subconsciously, they didn't like it, and as a result, they perceived perfectly acceptable management as bullying. Of course, that's not always the case, and I always say to listen to your intuition. However, it's important to know that we can sometimes see things not as they are, but as we are. What next? I've written extensively about bullying and narcissism in the workplace. To read more articles on the topic, I've left a link below. If you think this article would be helpful to others, please consider forwarding it. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with that small act of kindness. If you would like some help with workplace bullying or anything that I discuss in my frequent blogs, please contact me at joe@joebanks.net for a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletters, which contains my latest articles, news and special offers, click the newsletter tab in the menu above. As a thank you, you'll receive a free copy of my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thanks for your continued support.